Hello and welcome into Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa and Nate Miller here alongside on Knights of Columbus Night from mid-Michigan. The Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons are about set to play the fourth game in a six-game series yesterday in Epic and 11-inning Dayton Dragons 13-9 victories. How do we follow up? With a debut. Cade Moore is acquired at the trade deadline in exchange for Paul Blackburn. The A's sending Blackburn to the Mets, and Moore is coming over from the Brooklyn Cyclones. Today makes his A's organizational debut, and with that, I welcome in Adam Jaxa right now. Adam, we've seen three games in the series. A ride for the Lugnuts, a ride for the Dragons, then a wild one won by Dayton. What do we have in store for tonight?
I wish I could tell you, Jesse, but that's what makes this game and specifically these two in this series this season so fun. Lansing certainly is hoping that they could get a great performance from the debuting Cade Morris, because when they pitched it well on Tuesday, that was the difference. They haven't been able to contain Dayton's offense the last couple of games, and the Dragons have taken a 2-1 series lead.
Here's your starting lineup. Ethan O'Donnell will lead off in left field, batting second in center field. It's Jay Allen the second. Heading third, Hector Rodriguez, who's DHing here today. He homered yesterday in the 11th. Third baseman Cam Collier homered again yesterday. He bats fourth at third base. Then Leo Balcazar, the shortstop, bats fifth. Batting sixth, it's the catcher Logan Tanner. Heading seventh in right field, it's Cade Hunter. Then Carter Graham, the first baseman, bats eighth. And Victor Acosta, second, bats ninth. Do you have a spotlight, Dragon?
I'm going to go with Collier again.
All right. 7:04 p.m., the first pitch called a ball down a little low from the righty Cade Morris.
Is that too easy for me to pick him again, Jesse?
No, I think that's logical. A ground ball up the first base side. Fair ball, diving stop, Batista Jr., and right to the base for out number one. Start on your scorecard.
Come on now, Danny Bautista Jr., what a start for him, laying out, getting dirty, and making a heck of a play to get us started.
And now Jay Allen the second. I tell you, Danny Bautista Jr.'s highlight reel at the end of this year is going to be amazing. A bunt laid down, third base side. There's Cade Morris over to play, fires to first, and right off the tarp, up the right side. Allen hustles for second base. No throw by T.J. Schofield-Sam. Bunt single, throwing error on the pitcher. And with one away, the Dragons have a runner in scoring position. Perfect bunt by Jay Allen the second, because Cade Morris was at that baseball in a hurry. Yes, that's right, Adam. We've had late lineup changes for the Dayton Dragons. There's only three of them, thank goodness. Carlos Jorge was scratched from the leadoff spot. O'Donnell moving up to hit first. Jay Allen moving up to hit second. Rodriguez, who was always scheduled to bat third, fouls off the first pitch.
Okay, good to know.
And then now batting seventh in the order is Cade Hunter in right field. Back to Rodriguez DHing. He's bent open stance from the left. High fly ball out to right center field. Ryan Lasko tracks with room. Builds momentum, makes the catch. At second, Allen tries him. Jogging over to third, the throw one hops in just slightly late. You're the deke by Will Simpson. And Jay Allen never did slide in, but he did arrive safely. Two outs. Here's your Lansing defense, by the way. It is Will Simpson at third, so he balances well at shortstop. At second base, T.J. Schofield-Sam, and at first, Danny Bautista Jr. Catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. In the outfield, Johnny Butler in left, Ryan Lasko in center, Jared Dickey in right. Fastball high. Rodriguez looked down to third base. Allen turned around. Nobody was covering. So he's just kicking his feet all together, stepping away from the bag once again. No score. A 1-0. Cam Collier takes the backdoor breaker. A called strike. I started to write down all of the different pitches that Cade Morris throws. And Adam, it seemed like every one of them was a four-seamer and a two-seamer. And he's got a little slider and a cutter and a sweeper and a change. The pitch, a ground ball on the right side, hops up on Bautista Jr., knocks it down, feeds Morris, and they get the out at the bag. Boy, Cam Collier seemed to get to first a lot slower than you might expect. Side retired. One hit, one error, one left, no runs. Scoreless initial frame from Morris. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Dayton nothing, Lansing coming up.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's introduce you to the Lugnuts starting nine now. Dayton Elk scoreless in the top of the first by Cade Morris. Johnny Butler leads off in left field. Batting second, the center fielder Ryan Lasko. Hitting third, the first baseman Danny Bautista Jr. Right-hander Jose Franco kicks and throws. Butler fouls it back, strike one. Heading fourth, the third baseman Will Simpson. Batting fifth, the DH Nate Nenkill. And the right fielder Jared Dickey hits sixth. Batting seventh, second baseman TJ Schofield Sam. Pitch on its way. Drill to right center field. There's Triples Alley. That baseball is caught by the center fielder, Allen the second. Basket catch, and then down to his belly. Starred on your scorecard. It was magnificent. Jay Allen II on the dead sprint. Takes away extra bases from Butler. Now Ryan Lasko, no score. Tried a bunt, missed, strike one. Number 8 hitter, the catcher C.J. Rodriguez. Number 9 hitter, Saheed Valenzuela. The switch hitting shortstop for Lansing to complete that starting nine. Against the righty Jose Franco. Lasko takes a ball down and away. Butler, Lasko, Batista, Simpson, Nankill, Dickey. Schofield, Sam, Rodriguez. And then Valenzuela. Adam, you got a spotlight lug nut for me after this pitch? Here it comes. Lasko smokes it. One hop off the glove of diving shortstop Balcazar. Takes to shallow center. Base hit Ryan Lasko. He is on with a one-out single. So we've had two batters and two hard hit balls against Franco. Who you got today?
Let's go with Nate Nankill. Just as the DH today, so Soli can focus on hitting.
Love it. There's Danny Bautista Jr. Came in yesterday for the ejected Will Simpson. At one plate appearance, was hit by a pitch. Righty, righty, no score. One out. Strike one. Thought about holding back. The bat came through on its own accord. That was going to be a strike anyway. Do you remember what happened when the Lugnuts faced Jose Franco earlier this year?
I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. It looked great early, and then the pitch. Head in the air, out to right field for Cade Hunter. Backs up now to his left with a catch. Two outs. Lasko back to first. Go back to June the 8th, game 56 of the season. It was a perfect first inning. It was a perfect second inning. And in the third inning, it went double by Batista, single by Cole Kahn, three-run homer Colby Halter. And after Butler ground out, Henry Bolte tripled, Avery Bialanole singled him in. All things considered, four hits in a five-hit third inning. Lugnuts were on their way to a 14-1 win. So here's Danny Bautista Jr. having a flyed out. Will Simpson takes a ball outside. We've seen a deep line out to center. Great catch made by Allen. A hard single by Lasko. The fly by Bautista. Now the man who leads the Lugnuts in homers, Will Simpson. 13 of them this year. Righty, righty, no score. And out to right field, Cade Hunter backs up, nears the track, falls down, and that ball one hops the wall. Lasko shown the windmill. He's coming for home. Relay throw is late. He tumbles in safely. Will Simpson doubles in Lasko. The Lugnuts lead 1-0. And Cade Hunter is still kicking around at his footing out there at deep right field.
Well, there's your late scratch. He was put in there for Carlos Jorge, and it's kind of ironic. We had so much rain in yesterday's game, and we really didn't see it affect any play in terms of defensively, and here it is early. He slips, and Lansing gets on the board.
Here's your spotlight hitter, Adam. Here's Nate Nankill. Righty, righty. 1-0 Nuts. Fastball for a called strike.
Well, now I'm thinking I should have picked Will Simpson, Jesse.
This game has just barely begun. Oh, by the way, how about Will? 22nd double of the year, his 60th RBI. And the 0-1. Foul back into the screen. You know, that is the Lugnuts' 500 first run that they've scored this year.
I did see that. I wonder they didn't want to score any more last night. They wanted to leave it at an even 500.
Peoria has not yet even scored 400 runs. Lake County is the only team that has scored more. That's an 0-2. Down and away. The book on Franco is that that fastball can go 94 to 96. He has touched 97. He loves to throw that fastball a lot. Deep breath. Pitcher's pitch here. Six down. Here's your changeup. Two balls and two strikes for Nankill. Nate Nankill and Will Simpson were doing some great early work. We're at the roving hitting instructor for the A's, Jim Eppert, in town. A break even. Outside. Remember, Franco got way out in front of Nankill, and now the count is full. Adam, one of the things that Eppert assures these guys, he talked to them today, I've heard this as a continuing message all up and down the ladder, is you don't need to swing 100%. You don't need to overswing. A payoff. Outside for ball four. Sometimes you don't need to swing. First and second. Two away. Letting up 1-0. Here's Jarrett Dickey. Simpson at second and Kill at first. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Popped him up. And the infield. The shortstop, Balakasar. Heels on the grass underneath. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. The Lugnuts score 1-2 hits and a walk, leaving two. And as we go to the second inning, it's Lansing in the lead, 1-0 over the Dragons.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mario Balcazar, wearing the unfamiliar number 40 today, is stepping up there to open up the second inning for the Dayton Dragons. Balcazar, Tanner, and Hunter. 5-6-7 batters in the Dayton order against the right-hander Cade Morris. 1-0 Lansing. Morris brings it. At the knees on the outside corner, strike one called. And 0-1. And a high chopper. Morris grabs back of the mound and then the throw to first for the first out. He has been athletic and active defensively. This is our first impression of the right-hander out of Turlock. Good friends with the former Lugnut, Tyler Soderstrom, the first rounder. Here's Logan Tanner. Tanner takes a ball. Yeah, Leo Balcazar, the last batter, usually wears 17. Today he's wearing number 40. But it was Balcazar. And the pitch. Strike called. Soderstrom and Morris, though, went to rival high schools. The windup, the toss to Tanner. Out in the air, out to left field. Routine for Johnny Butler. Started in, not to his right. He's under. He puts it away. He danced with that ball. But it's two outs in the second inning for Morris. Cade Tanner Morris, by the way, takes care of Logan Tanner. Cade, born in Modesto. Now takes on Cade Hunter. He's going to work his way through all of his different names. Cade to Cade. Skied, shallow center field. Shortstop Saheed Valenzuela is below. With the catch, Cade with a K sets down Cade with a C. That was an easy and efficient 1-2-3 second inning for Cade Morris out of John H. Pittman High School. Not Turlock High School, which produced Soderstrom. But that is two scoreless innings for Cade Morris in his A's organizational debut. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Nuts leading 1-0 over Dayton.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adajaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Nine coming up, Schofield, Sam, Rodriguez, Valenzuela. Nuts 1, Dragons nothing on a first inning RBI double by Will Simpson. Jose Franco allowed it. Here's Franco to TJ Schofield, Sam. Fastball inside, ball one. Schofield, Sam, yesterday his first start with the Lugnuts of the year. On the ball went offering. A ground ball foul up the right side. Right in front of the first base coach, Lisa Norrie. Here replacing Ruben Escalera for this series. Been terrific to have the Australian here. A's roving coach. A break even. Dribbled foul at home, strike two. It was unusual for Schofield Sam. He began the year on the Lugnuts opening day roster, but he didn't make a start. He was transferred out on April the 13th between games of a doubleheader, but in game one of that doubleheader, he pinch hit with a single. So it had been one for one. 1-2 pitch. Swing it up, foul. Took it out of the mitt of the catcher, Tanner, on the high fastball at 96 miles an hour. Franco enlisted at 6'2", 250 pounds from Aragua, Venezuela. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Change up chased. And then the catcher, Tanner, applied the tag on the small of the back. First strikeout for Franco. And from TJ, now to CJ. Righty to righty, 1-0 Nuts. Foul back, strike one. By the way, Jose Alejandro Franco against Carlos Rodriguez Jr., the former Vanderbilt Commodore. The pitch, outside. Carlos Alberto Rodriguez, I'll have you know. One out with the bases clear, 1-0 Lansing. Ball two outside. CJ started the first game of the series and was great. Pops this pitch up, though, in the infield. On the right side, the first baseman, Graham, wants it and takes it. Two outs. The number nine hitter is Saheed Valenzuela. Only switch hitter in the order. Bats from the left side against Franco. Center fielder Allen, the second, shading him to left center. The pitch. Ball one outside. A foul back out of the screen on a fastball from Franco that came in at 96 miles an hour. Valenzuela the day off yesterday. The day before, a triple. The pitch. Down low and in. Two balls and a strike. Franco's looking for a much easier second inning. In the first inning with two outs, he ran into trouble. Will Simpson doubled home Ryan Lasko. Nate Nankill walked, but he stranded two. Fires. Line drive into left center. Valenzuela's on with a base hit. Ethan O'Donnell gets it in. Out a two-out single not only keeps the inning going, but it turns the lineup over.
Well, it's a 1-0 lead, but the good news for the Nuts, this game has looked different in terms of they're getting quick half innings from their pitcher, and on the other side, they're making this man, Franco, continue to work by getting guys on base.
Johnny Butler was robbed his first time up by the center fielder, Allen. The pitch here, up and in. As you say, Adam, Franco now 30 pitches. 1-0 Nuts, runner at first, two gone. Butler flares it off the left side, but foul over the Dayton Dragons pen. Bounced off the Pepsi porch, right back into play in front of the bullpen. We had a ton of rain earlier, but it's settling into a lovely evening at the ballpark. A 1-1 break even from Franco from the high set. Fastball powered by him. 94 and up, strike two.
I think during this hot streak for Johnny Butler, Jesse, that has been the biggest change. He has not been swinging and missing at a lot of fastballs. He's been making really good contact.
He takes ball two. Fastball, but up and away. I agree with you, but a lot of the barrels that I remember, Adam, have been pitches that were down in the zone. Franco's two-ball, two-strike pitch. On its way, runner moves. The pitch grounded foul up the right side. And Valenzuela back to first.
Like that one, even though it was off speed.
But it gets back to Jim Efford's philosophy, right? You don't have to do too much. You don't have to swing at your hardest. And Butler's been a lot more in control as of late. Ryan Lasko is waiting on deck. He singled. He scored the game's first run last inning on a Simpson double. 1-0 Lansing. The pitch. That's fouled away. I don't think these last two, that Franco has come to a total complete stop per se. Trying to vary up that timing with Valenzuela, the runner. Although Sahid has not attempted a stolen base as a member of Lansing. There's the stop, the 2-2. Out of foul, straight back.
Can you say you foreshadowing a balk over here?
It depends on the umpiring crew. There have been crews that we see who are eager to spot balks, and others who are much more lenient and will let the pitcher know. The hold. Out of throw over. He is really concerned about Valenzuela.
Pretty unfortunate, important balk in the last series the Lansing Lugnuts were a part of.
Who said it? It was a balk off. Hunter Rowe balked in Max Clark in the bottom of the ninth. The Whitecaps beat the Nuts 5-4. Once again, let's try a 2-2. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Inside, and the count is full.
This is just vintage Johnny Butler. He does not chase a ton. He works deep counts. And he has seen it. He's been seeing it really, really well here at the top of the order.
14 pitches for the Nuts, Cade Morris. Pitch number 38 for Jose Franco of Dayton. First the pick off the row. Valenzuela safe back in on his belly. It is muddy in the infield today. Heavy rains. Pulled the tarp in the morning. Had to pull it back across the field in the afternoon after the rain overnight and then the rain during BP. Time granted to Butler, something was in his eye. A ninth pitch of the plate appearance, plus two pickoff attempts. Valenzuela will be in motion. Here he goes. Butler takes ball four, with the Dayton Dragons all starting to leave the field. But the proper call by Shea Graham, below the zone, in the shadow zone. Second walk given out by Franco. I mean, as one, pitcher Franco, third baseman Collier, shortstop Balcazar, and second baseman Acosta all started to step toward the dugout third base way. Here's Ryan Lasko. A tapper right back to the pitcher Franco. Jog it over to first, underhand it to Graham, and the inning is over. And after all of that, a single and a walk stranded, no runs allowed. We're bound for the third inning. Adam Jackson will have your call. The Lugnuts leading the Dragons 1-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
On your Friday evening from Michigan State Capitol, 1-0, the Nuts in front. Appreciate you stopping in. Big crowd tonight at Jackson Field. And right now they're watching the Nuts try and get back on track after taking the opener 10-2, and then dropping the last two games, including last night, a wild one, 13-9 in 11 innings that Dayton won. First pitch home. Morris shoots it in there. Strike one to Carter Graham. We will see the Dragons complete their order for the first time tonight. Righty, righty. Morris comes home. Slides it in there down low. Victor Acosta, Ethan O'Donnell, 9-1 batters coming up after the 8 hitter, Carter Graham. Morris throws. Down low. Two balls and a strike. 6'3", 190-pound, 22-year-old Cade Morris in his Lugnuts and Athletics debut. 2-1 pitch. It's a bouncing ball foul, third base side. Again, if you're just joining us, he was acquired in that trade with the Mets for Paul Blackburn. That was shipped over. And that coming a couple of days ago on July 30th. And Morris from one high A team to another. 2-2 pitch. Slider in there. Oh, good pitch. He doesn't get the call. He went front door slider, top of the zone. That was a beauty and would have been his first strikeout. Instead, the 3-2. Slider away. Did he offer? No. That's tough right there for Cade Morris. Instead of his first strikeout, gives up his first walk. And the leadoff man is on for the first time tonight for the Dragons. One to nothing Nuts here. Top three. Here's Victor Acosta. Switch hitting lefty against the righty Morris. Pitch home. Up high with the fastball. One ball, no strikes. So this year for Morris in the Mets org, he pitched for St. Lucie down in the Florida State League and then up with Brooklyn. The pitch. That's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. They in the Mid-Atlantic League. The South Atlantic League, I apologize. And so comes from there to the Midwest League. Pitch home. It's popped up third base side, but out of play. No chance for Will Simpson as it heads to the crowd.
See, when you pitch in Brooklyn, my guess is that everybody up there was pronouncing his last name Morris. That's how my family would say it.
What about his first name? Any change there?
No, Cade.
That's fun. 2-1 pitch. That's a little bit wide. Now, how do they say Nevada out there?
Probably Nevada.
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 The Wolf Pack, right?
That's right. Two words, right?
The pitch. This is on the ground. First base side. Foul. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Acosta.
NC State, one word for Wolf Pack. Nevada, 2 words.
New knowledge. I didn't know that. I knew NC State was one. I guess I didn't realize Nevada was two.
Nevada.
Third round in 2023. He throws home. And that is a little outside. So he has walked the first two batters to open up this third inning. And first real threat here with a couple of base runners for Dayton in this third inning with Lansing up one zip. Morris was undrafted out of high school and selected with that final pick in the third round by the Mets in 2023 after his junior season at Nevada. Here comes Don Schulze, the pitching coach, to chat with him. It was the $666,500 that he signed for, the third largest bonus that was handed out to a Wolfpack member. How about that? It's pretty cool. And you know, there's some pretty notable big league names that have come from Nevada. One of them, I would say he's going to create a pretty good bond with, even though it's the hitting coach and he does the pitching, Morris, but Kevin Kuzmanov from Nevada as well. How about that?
You know that Kuz's dad is here in the ballpark this weekend.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
I love that. Nevada now well represented.
As they should be. Okay, two on, nobody out, and back to the top of the card against Ethan O'Donnell. Pitch home. Swatted out to left center field, running away from Lasko, drops down. He cuts it off from heading towards the wall. Around third, Graham is coming in. No throw, it's just run in by Valenzuela. And we're tied at one. The RBI single from Ethan O'Donnell.
It's a first pitch fastball, Adam, after the back-to-back walks. And O'Donnell was ready for it. Generated great lift on a fastball that was down in the zone.
Now here comes Jay Allen the second, and all of a sudden Peyton can grab their first lead with one out and runners at the corners. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch. Allen swings through it. Strike one. Wonder how things change if he gets the strike three call on Graham to open the frame. And there's one out, base is clear, and then you're facing Acosta, the nine hitter. The 0-1 pitch, there goes the runner to second. Throw down from Rodriguez. It's caught off by Schofield Sam. Back to the plate, the tag from Rodriguez in time. Out at the plate is Acosta. It's the third time in this series Dayton has tried that stolen base attempt at first and third, and the Nuts have won the battle 2 of 3 times. 2-4-2 on the scorecard. Two outs. O'Donnell does take second base. And it was a strike to Allen, so he's behind. No balls, two strikes. The pitch home. Slider is wide.
To my mind, the first time they pulled it off, it was not expertly executed nor defended well by Lansing. The second time, well, it just wasn't executed all that well. This, outstanding execution by the defense.
Pitch home. In on the hands. Bounced over to second. Schofield Sam to his left. Wings it to first in time. Two down. O'Donnell gets to third.
Right, TJ Schofield Sam knew exactly what he was doing. Catcher Rodriguez basically threw it right to him so he could throw it back. That was perfect by the Lugnuts catcher and second baseman.
Just kind of goes with Dayton. They've struggled offensively this year. Check to Rodriguez, the pitch. That's flied foul, third base side. It almost seems like with how often they're running that, they're not trusting their offense. But in this series, their offense has been exceptional.
You've got your 2, 3, 4 batters coming up.
No one pitch. That's down low. Maybe a little bit of a force to try and execute that, but Hector Rodriguez could make it all be forgotten if he could come through with a two-out hit and give Dayton the lead. We're tied at one, top three. Two outs, runner at third. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Boy, he was completely fooled with that run and in on the hands. Great slide action right there. One ball, two strikes from Morris. Can he potentially get his first strikeout? The pitch. Swinging a tapper, foul towards the Lugnuts dugout. Rodriguez flied out to center field in his first at bat. This inning has gone walk, walk, RBI single. Then the caught stealing there at home and the ground out. 1-2 pitch to the lefty. Breaking ball is lifted down the line. Foul, first base side. It was a lofted liner that hung up there, but Bautista Jr. couldn't quite get to it.
Talked to a Cincinnati Red Scout earlier this year about which player you liked better as a Major League prospect, Hector Rodriguez or Cam Collier. They've got a great conversation here.
Pitch home. Swing and a miss. There is the first strikeout. Slider in on the hands. Nice work by Morris to get out of the two walks that he started the inning with. We head to the bottom of the third, tied at one at Jackson Field.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up. to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Tied up at one as we move to the bottom of the third from Jackson Field. The Garage just off the Grand River hosting a massive crowd here tonight. And ball come out. The rain came earlier, but it has stayed away, which has been great. Last night it rained on and off, and we went 11 innings. First pitch home. Danny Bautista Jr. takes the changeup up top, strike one. Jose Franco is back out there. Lugnuts scored in the first. Dragons just scored in the third. The pitch. Slider inside, low. Bautista Jr. flied out to right. And Cade Hunter in his first at bat. 1-1 pitch. That is outside, but it was called strike two. So Bautista Jr. down 1-2. Nuts back in those traditional home whites tonight after the Margaritaville unis last night. 1-2 pitch. There's a high hopping ball over the mound. Goes to second base. Acosta's got it. Swings it to first in time. One down. There's always a ton of specialty uniforms that are worn by minor league teams. And specifically the Nuts. They partake and it is cool. But there is something special when they go back to those home whites. It is just a classic look. And has been around since 1996. The pitch home. That's inside. 1-0. To Will Simpson. I still get kind of the goosey bumps feeling from the tank tops they used to wear. 1-0. It's a bouncing ball. Or where? Let me get my tense correct here.
David Lockman sitting right behind home plate is wearing the Andrew Guyot sleeveless look.
Oh, it was so, so good. And I'm sure the players loved it. Breathable, right? 1-1. That fastball is up top at 95. 2-1 on Simpson.
So what the Lugnuts used to do was they'd have red BP shirts that were the most breathable.
The pitch. Ooh, that is outside.
So you'd know that the day was hot when the Lugnuts wore red, like Tiger Woods on a Sunday.
By the way, he's listening to us in the park. We should take more advantage of this. We should just ask him trivia questions. He could signal with his fingers to let us know. 3-1 pitch. This is on the ground over towards short. To his right, Balcazar has it, sets, throws in the dirt, and it hops over Graham. Simpson is safe, and he will head to second base as that gets out of play. Boy, oh boy, that thing was scorched into the dirt. And then Graham, who went down to try and snag that, had it go right over his head. He had no chance because he's already bent his body down low.
That felt like self-defense for Carter Graham. Otherwise, that throw is going to take his head off.
And E6, you said it. So Simpson has kind of been on by two errors tonight. Here's Nate Nankill. First pitch down low. 1-1 our score in the bottom of the third. Now the first one, it resulted in a double, but it was a slip from Cade Hunter in right. It looked like he was going to be able to make the catch, but he lost his footing. The ball hit off the warning track in the base of the wall, and Simpson had the RBI double. 1-0. Nankill pops it up back our way. And is there room for catcher Tanner? No, there is not. It heads right by the pit crew there. And Jack, one of our pit crew members, is now the most important person in the park. Who does he toss the baseball to? Oh, so many options. Every youngster's eye on him. And a youngster with the Vlad Guerrero Jr. Blue Jays jersey gets the baseball. How about that? 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nate Nankiel down, 1-2. All the power right there for Jack down there.
I was worried that it was too much power for one man.
Kanye West would like a word. One-two pitch. Checked it. Did he go? No, he did not. Pitch is down low, 2-2. No one man should have all that power.
I mean, I saw what happened with Kanye.
2-2. Whacked up in the air, shallow left field. Out goes the shortstop, Balcazar. In comes O'Donnell. And O'Donnell makes the catch. Balcazar, getting out of the way, just lost his footing. And, oh my, he's got to replace his divot. He just chucks some of the grass out to the warning track area by the bullpen for Dayton. His spikes there gave out, and so did the chunks of grass. Two outs.
So they now have those chunks of grass with the relievers, and what do you think they're going to do with them?
Here's Jared Dickey. Runner at second, two outs. The pitch. Dickey takes it outside. We're tied 1-1 in the bottom of the third. What can you do with those? Can you hide those in somebody's cap if they take their hat off?
Be wary of Dayton Dragons relievers in the near future.
1-0 pitch. Swing, that's fouled back. Ooh, I think that went off of Shea Graham's foot, the home plate umpire, but standing tall. There's a little shake of his right leg. He acted like nothing happened there. Tough. Simpson's got good speed. He's at second base. Lugnut's trying to re-grab the lead. 1-1. Dickey takes it at the bottom of the zone on the outside corner. Good pitch. Strike two. Craig Conklin is the second-year manager down there, just beyond the third base coaching box, ready to wave Simpson home, and we should say happy birthday, Craig Conklin, August 2nd, today. Second-year manager for the Nuts, celebrating his birthday. I know he would like a win to get the Nuts back even in this series, 2-2. They got to get him a hard hat, birthday hat out there that he should be wearing instead of just the hard hat.
And the balloon to hold.
Yeah, absolutely. Get him some cake. 1-2 pitch. Line drive, right field, foul. A missile right there, but Dickey was just out front.
Had the chance to meet Jared Dickey properly earlier today. What a great guy. And he's got resounding endorsements of his character wherever you go.
Well, that he just fits right in. The Nuts have a good crew here in 2024. 1-2 pitch. This is on the ground over towards second. Backhand off the glove of Acosta. Bobbles it. Simpson's thinking about coming around, but Acosta keeps it in the infield. Dickey reaches. It is an infield single. They're at the corners with two outs.
That went from woe to wow to woof for Victor Acosta at second base. That ball started bouncing around.
That's a lot of W's. Woe to wow to woof.
He collected the initial bobble. That could have been wild. And then he bobbled again.
It starts with a W. Pitch. TJ Schofield Sam rocks that one back. There, I got my Mighty Ducks reference out of the way. To work, Coach O'Ryan, sir.
It had been long enough.
The 90s night was over a month ago. Goodness. TJ Schofield Sam up there trying to drive in. Will Simpson at third. The pitch. That is down low, right at the fringe of the bottom of the zone. Not given. One ball, one strike on Schofield. Sam struck out, swinging in his first at-bat. So the Nuts now have four hits in this game, two in the first inning, one in the second, one here moments ago from Dickey in the third. The pitch. Reached down, poked up in the air, third base side, foul territory. Collier coming over, and he runs out of room as that hits off the netting that is above the dugout here. Dragons in the third base dugout, Nuts in the first base dugout. The lugout, if you will.
Soon it's going to be called the hugout.
Yes, that's what I heard.
I heard something of this sort as well.
Is there an inning for...
I will talk to Amanda.
Okay. 1-2 pitch. In on the hands, popped up, shallow, third base side, foul, and over there, Collier this time is able to make the catch, and he stops, braces on the railing, and then tumbles down. Little dirty, but he makes the catch. That'll do it for Lansing. They get two on with an error and a hit, but leave them stranded. We're tied at one after three.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the fourth inning we go at Jackson Field. It is a beautiful night for baseball. Sitting up in the high 70s tonight, and the sun has now come out today. 79 degrees at first pitch. 1-1 is our score. Cade Morris back out there. Here's Cam Collier, the lefty, to lead off the pitch home. It slings inside, ball one. It's a calm night too, not much wind. It is humid. Pitch home. Roped down the first base side fair. That's heading towards the wall in foul territory, and it clanks around. Collier's around first, trotting into second. Dickey gets it up and gets it in. It's another extra base hit for Cam Collier. He is on a tear in this series. Four hits yesterday, homer and a double, after a homer the day before, after a double the day before. Can't stop this man. All right, so here is Leo Balcazar. The pitch home. And that is in there, strike one, off speed. So Dayton now an opportunity to grab the lead back in this fourth inning. Pitch home. That is flied up first base side. No balls, two strikes. Jesse, I wanted to bring something up here in the fourth that kind of shook the minor league baseball world right before we took the air today. Jim Weber, the longtime Toledo Mudhens broadcaster, just suddenly passed away. Pitch. That's fouled back. No balls, two strikes. He was on the air as recent as last night, had spent nearly 50 years as their broadcaster, the AAA team for the Detroit Tigers. 49 years He had been their voice and passed away, they announced, at 78 years old today. 0-2. This is lifted back, and that is heading to the seats. Not just a broadcaster that was loved, but a guy that never missed a game. He covered more than 6,000 consecutive games for the Toledo Mudhens, and unfortunately passed away.
April 12th, 1975.
Yo-2 is shot foul, first base side.
Right, April 12th, 1975 was his first game calling Mudhens baseball.
And that was when they were affiliates with the Phillies. And, man, he's beloved down there in Toledo.
Institution in Toledo. And in the Tigers organization and in minor league baseball.
0-2 pitch. Slider outside. One ball, two strikes. So during his time, he got to call a couple of Governor's Cup championships in 05 and 06. He also did a couple of International League All-Star games. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good-looking breaking ball. Second strikeout for Morris. One down in this fourth inning. He was inducted, was Weber, into the International League Hall of Fame back in 2014, so 10 years ago. And a quote from Mudhens president and CEO Joe Napoli. He was a Mudhens family heirloom, is what he said. The pitch in their strike one to Logan Tanner. Jim's folksy homespun storytelling on Hens broadcasts has been delightfully unique for years. Gone today. Very, very sad news in the minor league baseball world. The pitch, that is inside. One ball, one strike.
There was a tribute. A fan left an AM-FM radio outside of the Toledo ballpark with a message. We were never worried you'd miss a game. We were worried when the game would miss you.
Pitch home, and that is fouled up first base side, heading over the street. 1-2 on Logan Tanner. You don't realize how much of an impact sometimes the broadcaster has, but they are the consistent person that potentially is there year after year. When managers change, players change, and he did it for nearly 50 years. Morris spins off and looks back at the runner there, Collier at second. I mean, they are the constant connection to the fans, to the people that love the baseball in that community. And, wow, to do it for that long is remarkable. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he offer? It's right there at the top of the zone. Not getting the call, though. Morris again. They say that Tanner doesn't go around, and it's two balls, two strikes. So a close take right there by Tanner. 2-2 pitch. Slider is bounced over towards short, charging Valenzuela. Gloves it, throws on the run, caught by Bautista at first. Two outs, Collier advances to third base.
Think about all the baseball that he saw, all the players that Jim Weber broadcasted on their way to the major leagues.
I was texting with a couple of International League broadcasters, just getting their thoughts on him, and they said he was the guy that always showed you the great spots to go out at night. Pitch. This is on the ground to a sliding right side of Schofield. Sam at second into center field. Cade Hunter delivers, and Dayton has their first lead of the night. RBI single scores Collier. 2-1 Dragons.
I think the detail that sticks with me, like with you, is it just broadcasted last night's Mudhens game.
Just so sudden, you know, kind of came out of nowhere. Pitch home. Carter Graham takes a fastball on the outer edge. Strike one at 94. 2-1 lead here for Dayton. We're in the top of the fourth inning on what has turned into a gorgeous night at Jackson Field with the sun popping out. 0-1 pitch. That's in there, strike two. So our condolences to the Toledo Mudhen family, to the Tigers family, to Jim Weber's family. Certainly a very difficult day again for minor league baseball with that news. 0-2, checked it, went around on the slider. That's a beauty of a pitch. Morris gets him to chase outside. Gives up one, doesn't give up any more. Three strikeouts for Morris. Let's head to the bottom of the fourth. 2-1, Dayton leads.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Bottom of the fourth inning we go. Dayton now leads 2-1. First pitch home. CJ Rodriguez takes it outside. Ball one. They are doing the wave here at Jackson Field. So this is where I check in. The pitch. It's a bouncing ball. Weakly hit on two hops to short. Balcazar waits. Fires over to first. Graham snatches. One away. One person in this booth is very particular about when the wave occurs in a baseball game. So, that person sitting to my right, was that an appropriate time for the wave?
No, I go thumbs down here.
Really? Wow, I didn't expect that. Here's Sahit Valenzuela. Pitch home. That's in there, strike one.
The inning has just started. It's the Lugnuts who are at the plate. There's no need to get the fans' attention up.
The pitch. There's a bouncing ball to the left of second. Scooped up behind the bag by Balcazar. Throws to first. Two outs.
What are your thoughts?
I was fine with it. But I know it's near to your heart. Trivia. I'm going to hijack this for a second because we already have two outs in about 30 seconds. Trivia is inspired by our intern, Nate Miller, with his family accompanying him in the booth right now. The pitch home. And that is in there, strike one. I will save calling you nasty, Nate, because, you know, it's family's in here. But the Lugnuts have not walked very much in this series. So coming into tonight, through the first three games of this series, Nate pointed out how few times they've walked. How many times has Lansing walked coming into tonight? The pitch. Line drive out to right field, hanging up. Hunter coming over, a little bunny hop to his left, makes the catch for the third and final out. They have walked twice tonight. We're not going to count those. Through the first three games, how many times have they walked? Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. We will answer that in the bottom of the seventh. We are rushing to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler on the play-by-play when we return.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Move into the fifth inning from Jackson Field. Victor Acosta steps in, and the first offering runs inside. Ball one from the right-hander, Kate Morris. Dragons lead the Lugnuts by a 2-1 score. One for the Nuts in the first inning, one for the Dragons in the third, one more in the fourth. Right-hander deals the switch hitter. Fouled away at left side. Fastball right now from Kate. 93 miles an hour. Here's the pitch. Line drive out to left field. Johnny Butler makes the catch. The Butler did it for out number one. Top of the order time. Ethan O'Donnell. O'Donnell is 1-for-2. Flat out robbed by a diving first baseman, Batista Jr. His first time up, RBI single back in the third. He takes a called strike from Morris. Cade Morris, 6'3", 190 pounds. That's a rip. It's bunted and fouled. Strike two. A hearty shout out to the family of Nate Miller, who has been assisting us on Lugnuts broadcast throughout this spring and summer. A native of Pittsburgh and his family here visiting town. New school year is about to start up for the Spartan. An 0-2. Bouncer up the third base side. That rolls foul left of the base. Will Simpson covering the line. Hunter hands it up to a fan. Nice squeeze for the youngster right with her.
Got to feel right at home with Michigan State Spartan Joe Block being the broadcaster for the Pirates.
Well, that's
good,
the
connection.
Joe Block went from Michigan State to Pittsburgh, and Nate has gone from Pittsburgh to Michigan State.
Now, there's Brewers in between there, so your next stop may have to be over there with Bob Uecker.
Wouldn't be so bad. One out, nobody on. 0-2. Hammer to right field. Jared Dickey chases it off his glove and bounces away to deepest right center. And O'Donnell's speed around second, hustling for third, held up by Vince Harrison Jr. And the ball run back into the infield by Valenzuela. A rocket off the bat of the Virginia Cavalier. Jared Dickey pursued it into right center, stuck out the glove, went right off the glove, and then it carried away from him. It's a triple for Ethan O'Donnell. It's his third triple of the year. He's 90 feet away from expanding upon Dayton's 2-1 lead. And a little blooper over first. Batista Jr. the catch. Robbing Jay Allen the second. O'Donnell stuck in third. Two gone.
Man, that is a heck of a play by Batista Jr. He's had two good ones tonight. Just a little... It's a duck snort potential right there. We just talked about that the other day. If that thing gets down, you don't know where it's going. There's a chance that run's coming in. Instead, gives Lansing a chance to get out of this frame.
Hector Rodriguez bats left. The pitch. A chopper over Cade Morris. Valenzuela attacks, grabs, transfers. Got him at first base. Son retired. The triple by O'Donnell is stranded. The defense strong. We're halfway to the house, to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's still Dayton 2, Lansing 1.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up. Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Danny Bautista Jr.'s web gem helped the Lugnuts blank the Dragons in the top of the fifth. As we go to the bottom half, here's Ryan Lasko, the man who knows a little something about defensive excellence. On the first offering to him, Jose Franco pours in a called strike across the inside corner. Lasko, Bautista Jr., and Simpson. Right-handed pitcher against three righties. Lasko takes off the outside corner. Ryan Lasko has scored Lansing's only run. 2-1 Dayton. In the first inning, Lasko a single, doubled in by Simpson. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Outfield is straight up against him. Dragons and the Road Blacks once again today, trimmed in green. Pitch on its way. Lasko swung late, missed it. Franco's second strikeout. One away. Danny Bautista Jr. steps in next. Got a little bonus sixth inning slang for you, Adam, a little bit early at the bottom of the fifth. Before we get to the term that knowledgeable Nate Miller chose after the sixth inning. There's the pitch to Danny Bautista Jr. Shows bunt, swings it back, low and away, ball one. 2-1 Dayton, home half of the fifth inning. Bautista Jr. is 0-2.
Knowledgeable.
Yes, sir. The pitch. A tapper right back to Franco. Turns, looks at Danny, throws it over to first with the lob. Two outs.
Should ask him about his left knee.
I did earlier today. I'm glad that he received first aid. We talked all about it. He's good. You're good. We compared number of stitches that we have had in our life. Turns out that I've gotten 8 beat. A lot to none.
You do have an odd amount of stitches in your lifetime.
When I was a kid, I jumped off a bed. I thought I could fly. Turns out I couldn't. These things happen. Here's something else that's happening. The manager, Vince Harrison Jr., is at the mound. Jose Franco, 4 2/3 innings. Here's the conversation. Fist bumping all the infielders. Vince did not want him to leave yet. Looks him right in the eye. Vince Harrison Jr., heavily respected manager in this Midwest League. Well liked. Now takes away the baseball. Sends him on his way. For Franco, hurt by his defense. Even the run scored by the Lugnuts, the right fielder Hunter fell down, allowing Simpson's RBI double, plating the Lugnuts tally in the first inning. But beyond that, 4 hits, he walked 2. He struck out 2, and just the 1 run. Now Dayton to the bullpen. Your slang term that I wanted to bring up with you, because this was the first time I had heard it. Do you know what I mean when I say, with regard to baseball, bridge league? Do you know what the bridge league is?
Well, that just makes me think that's got to be in Pittsburgh. They have like 440 bridges there.
There are the bridges, but it's not in Pittsburgh.
I tried, guys. I tried.
So right now, the Arizona Complex League, it's done, right? Florida Complex League season is over. But all the draft picks who are down in Florida and in Arizona, they're playing ball. They're playing complex ball. But since the leagues are done, they're doing what is called Bridge League games. Nick Kurtz, the fourth overall pick in this year's draft by the A's. He's playing in A's Bridge League games in Arizona as they are bridging to get him ready from college, working him over into that professional transition. And we see, will draft picks this coming week start to get assigned in the A's organization to Stockton? Maybe to Lansing, we get some of these A's big prospects. If you're the Reds, you're curious too. Last year, Rhett Lauder, the first rounder of the Cincinnati Reds, was sent to Dayton, not to officially pitch, but he spent the remainder of the season with the Dragons before opening up this year with Dayton. We shall see this year. The Reds picked very high. The A's picked very high. Will these teams be affected by the 2024 draft picks? As we resume, the left-hander Bryce Hubbard has come in. 2-1 Dragons, two outs. The pitch to Will Simpson. Broke it down and in. Ball one. There you go. Bridging our way from Franco to Hubbard. The Bridge League.
Why are the Guardians so spoiled? Bazzana is already in Lake County. What are we doing here?
I've got news for you about another guy. Swing and a miss by Simpson. Do you know the name Christian Moore?
No.
Okay, if I told you, which Major League team wants to move its first rounder to the Major Leagues this year? There's one team. Hubbard pivots, throws, doubted in, two balls and a strike. Do you know which team jets its draft picks up like nobody else? The Angels. Christian Moore was their first rounder this year. Let me tell you about his pace. 2-1. Simpson takes a call, strike two. Christian Moore was the eighth overall pick from the University of Tennessee. Jared Dickey represents. So they selected him. They sent him to Inland Empire, California League. He played two games. He's already been promoted. Simpson takes ball three. And those two games, Christian Moore, 6-11. Double, triple, homer, 6 RBIs, 5 runs scored. Promotion, it might end the year in the majors. So Bazzana with Lake County, he's hit a grand slam. Payoff for Simpson. Low and in, ball four. And Will Simpson draws his team-leading 60th walk of the year. Two-out base runner for the Nuts.
So the Angels fly their prospects to the majors, huh?
No harp necessary.
Put a halo on them, they're good to go.
Wait, let me see your halo. Halo, halo. Here's Nate Nankill. Runner at first. Simpson will run. Two outs. Nuts down by a run. Big curveball hooks in for a called strike. Bryce Hubbard coming into play today. This is his sixth relief appearance, his 16th overall appearance. A 5.91 ERA. 56 and one-third innings. 30 walks, 52 strikeouts. That boy clears the baseball off the field of play. Hubbard has allowed 10 home runs. Nankill has great power. Lefty to righty. That's in there for a called strike. Good off speed. A walk in the first inning for Nankill. A fly out to left in the third. Adam Spotlight Nuts batter to watch today. Simpson at first, the tying run. Here's the pitch. The curveball's high. Two balls, one strike on Nankill. It's such a relaxed, unassuming batting stance for Nate. The knees are bent, the stance is even, the bat waggling to and fro. Fouled off the hands right side. And then hopping back onto the field, where Lisa Norrie, the first base coach, will clear it away. Count on Nate, two balls, two strikes. Meanwhile, Nate up here has the baseball bat ready. Nate represents. Bryce Hubbard throws up and away. Three balls and two strikes on Nankill right after Simpson walked on a 3-2 pitch. Jared Dickey is waiting on deck. By the way, let me correct this. A 2-2 pitch to Nate. That'll foul off at home. Nankill is the youngest player on the team. 21 years of age. He is a month younger than Luis Morales, who's going to start for the Lugnuts on Sunday, the A's top pitching prospect. Here it comes. Shot to the right side, base hit right field. Simpson jogs to second. In comes the throw from Hunter. Oppo single for Nankill. Rice Hubbard took over for Franco with two outs and nobody on. Walk, single, here comes Jared Dickey.
Well, that's a good adjustment there by Nankill. He saw that high arcing breaking ball a couple of times. Took one for a strike, took one for a ball. Third time he sees it, takes it the other way for a base hit.
A 6-1 Hubbard out of Windermere, Florida against Dickey, 6 feet tall from Tennessee. Takes a called strike at the letters. Mount Juliet, Tennessee, represent. From Christian Moore, the Tennessee ball, here's the Lugnuts ball. Lefty-lefty, down 2-1, 2-on, 2-out. Down low and away, not chasing that breaking ball. And Dickey's first game with the Lugnuts, a single. In his second game, two singles, a double he knocked into yesterday. Today, game three. The third pitch. Ripped, caught, off the glove of the second baseman Acosta into shallow right center, and Simpson's around to score. It tore right through Acosta's glove. RBI single for Dickey. Nankill around to third base. Tie game 2-2. That ball was in the webbing for Victor Acosta laying out to the right, but he hit it so hard. 100 miles an hour off Dickey's bat. And Jared Dickey has knocked in three runs and a two-game span. Ryan Garman, the pitching coach, out to visit Hubbard. The first three batters have all reached base against him.
Boy, some chances tonight for Dayton's defense. You go back to Cade Hunter slipping on the double from Simpson in the first that allowed the first run to come home. Here's the replay of this, Jesse. It was smoked off the bat, as you said, but Acosta, he had an opportunity to get that thing, and it just ricocheted right out of that mitt. He couldn't squeeze it in time. What a swing. And you said it, Dickey has found it offensively the last couple of days.
TJ Schofield Sam is coming up as the mound meeting concludes. Schofield Sam is a sneaky, dangerous hitter. There's a lot of pop for the Canadian. By the way, Kenda having a solid Olympics so far.
Are they?
Yes.
All right.
Here's why. So we used to be a Blue Jays affiliate, and so all the relationships that I made with all the folks from Toronto and beyond, they've been very happy with how things are going. Lefty to lefty, runner starts and stops from first, and the pitch called a strike. Dickey right back to first base.
This is after they had a pretty respectable showing in the Copa Cup.
Yes, they did. And then there was a spying scandal with the women's soccer team. Bryce Hubbard sets. The pitch. Hit Schofield Sam. Right on the back. And the bases are loaded with Lugnuts.
Oh, Canada.
Schofield Sam got drilled yesterday, too. Nankill at third, Dickey to second, Schofield Sam at first. Four straight have reached against Hubbard.
Well, this is your time. You got to make them pay. CJ Rodriguez, a golden chance to get the Nuts back in front in a big way here.
A three-hit game against the Dragons back in the series opener. 0 for 2 today. Tied at 2, 2 outs. Lefty to righty. Starts him off with a called strike. A fastball in the inside corner. Rodriguez has popped to first and grounded to shortstop. Dickey at second runs well. Base hit by Rodriguez should score two. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air out to right center field. Cade Hunter, the right fielder, over into the alley. Makes the catch. The inning is over. The Lugnut strand three, but score one on a walk, two singles, and a hit battery. Tied up 2-2 as we go to the sixth inning from Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Sixth inning slang is coming up, and Cade Morris back out to the mound for the Lugnuts. It's a tie game 2-2 in his debut. Morris just acquired for Paul Blackburn from the Mets. That's it, fly to Cam Collier. And the 19-year-old takes a called strike. MVP of the All-Star Futures game. Collier today is 1-for-2, a double and a run scored. Right to the lefty. Fastball up. 1-ball, 1-strike. My four-year-old would want me to say upstairs.
Really?
It's highly irritated when broadcasters don't say upstairs on pitches that are too high. Collier rips it on the ground, backhanded by Batista at first, calls off Morris to his bag. One away.
And let us clarify that when you say your four-year-old gets upset about broadcasters, this isn't just talking about dad. He spreads the baseball love and listens to many at
four. Oh, yes. They'll turn on the Lugnuts game and then they'll say, what else is on? And they'll watch some Kannapolis. Leo Balcazar takes ball one down the way. They'll watch the Eastern League. They'll watch the PCL. Baseball. That's good. The pitch. Balcazar fouls it at home plate. Leo Balcazar batting fifth. Logan Tanner on deck. One out, nobody on in the sixth inning. Tied up 2-2 in game four of this series. And this is time for sixth inning slang. And Nate Miller has chosen out a good one, one that I had never heard of before. The windup, the pitch, swing and a miss, right by him. Cade Morris with 92 in on the hands. A contractor's backyard. The deal, fouled straight back. 1-ball, 2-strikes, it stays on Balcazar. A contractor's backyard. That is your baseball slang for this sixth inning. Answer coming up in the home half. Love held high. Rocket back. Kick and throw. The breaking ball grounded a third. Fielded cleanly by Simpson. Then firing across for the second out. For Will, getting more and more comfortable at a position that before this year he had not played since high school. Diversifying his portfolio.
Only can help him as he tries to get to the bigs.
Logan Tanner swings, hammers the first pitch foul. A sizzler off the railing, and thank goodness for that. That baseball was hit at 110 miles an hour.
That'll play.
Difficult for a fan to react to beyond the net. Righty, righty. Cade Morris looks to finish off six innings. Steals. Slid it outside. How many times this year, off the top of your head, do you remember a Lugnuts pitcher working six innings?
Really not many, maybe once or twice?
I remember once. Here's the pitch. That's outside. It has happened twice. Jake Garland went six innings July the 13th at Lake County. Mitch Myers, 6 1/3 innings, May 16th against Lake County.
I had them both.
Yeah, 2-1. Strike called in the outside corner. You were right on the money.
Those are the two that I remembered, Garland and Myers. But, yeah, it's not common to see that with all the pitch counts we've got now in baseball.
2-2. Hit in the air. Foul. Right side. First baseman Batista out near the tarp. And that ball's out of his reach. This is something, though, that Kate Morris has done. His final appearance with single-A St. Lucie, he went 7 scoreless innings. And then he moved up the ladder to high-A Brooklyn. And what did he do there? Well, 6 innings, 6 innings, 6 innings, 6 1/3, 6 innings, 6 1/3. Pop up, foul ground behind home plate. Rodriguez tosses the mask, but that ball's back into the seats. Careful with all the youngsters right there. Oh boy. 3 balls and 2 strikes, it stays for Tanner. So 7 times this year. Out of 16 total starts in 2024 for Morris coming in, he has thrown at least 6 innings. And now in start number 1 with the Lugnuts. 5 2/3. 2 runs allowed. 2 outs with the bases clear. Here it is. A ground ball down to third. Backhanded by Simpson. Here's the throw across. That's 6 innings for Cade Morris. Let's go to the bottom of the 6th inning. The Lugnuts will look for the lead. Valenzuela, Butler, and Lasco coming up as the lineup turns over in a 2-2 game.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Dragons stick with Bryce Hubbard as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. The Florida State Seminole, taken in the 3rd round a couple of years ago, will take on 9-1-2 in the Lugs order and a 2-2 game. We begin with Saheed Valenzuela, switch hitter batting right, hitting 9th in the order. He takes ball 1 up high. Saheed is 1-for-2 with a single. And that single came Saheed style, which is a line drive hit to the oppo field. Line drive hitter. Hubbard's 1-0. Down low. Two runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Dayton. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts. Two-tone bat in Saheed's hands. Out of Cal State Fullerton. Here it comes. Fly ball. Left field, hanging up beautifully for O'Donnell to put it away. One away for Johnny Butler. Tied up 2-2. Our 6th inning slang is chosen out by Nate Miller. Today, a contractor's backyard. Lefty-lefty, Hubbard's pitch. Butler takes the slicer, called a strike in the outside corner. I've never heard of a contractor's backyard, but it describes what you might think it would. Hubbard delivers. Broke it across the inside corner. Strike 2 called with a slow curveball. It is a rocky infield. It is not a compliment for a rough infield. 0-2. Shot toward first. Down the line. Great job by Graham. Underhand beat it. In time to the pitcher, Hubbard covering. It was tight down at first base. Photo finish. But Butler beaten to the bag. Two down. Now Ryan Lasko. Hubbard waits for his first baseman, Carter Graham, to return to his position. Lefty deals to righty. Lasko takes slow curve outside. So there's your sixth inning slang. If ever you hear a baseball field referred to as having a contractor's backyard, you know that that infield is rough. A 1-0, down and in. The infield today, in case you're watching on MLB TV or Bally Live, and it looks wet to you, it was because of all the rain that it took earlier. It is softer tonight, but the grounds crew did a whale of a job with it. This field in general, from everything that we've heard, there's going to be a new field next year. The pitch, Masco swings and misses, 2-1. I think that they are redoing the West Michigan surface as well. And whenever they redo a surface, it looks pristine the next year. It looks amazing. The pitch, Masco takes ball 3-low. With Danny Bautista Jr. in the on-deck circle, Lasko's 1-for-3 with a single. First inning run scored. Tie game in the sixth. Hubbard looks for a perfect frame. Dealing up high, and there's ball 4. He's imperfect. 2-out walk given out to a lightning-quick base runner. And the Rutgers Scarlet Knight jogs down to first base, where Lee Sindori, coaching, is currently conversing with Carter Graham. The Lugnuts left the bases loaded in the fifth inning against Hubbard. He allowed 4 straight to reach after 2 were out. Hubbard to Danny Bautista Jr. Drilled foul up the right side, into the bleacher seats, then ricocheting right down behind the Lugnuts bullpen, and then what a great carom to a youngster. Bounce, bounce, souvenir. You gotta play the bounces. Gotta understand the percentages. Here's the 0-1. A ground ball chopping toward short, grab by Balcazar, flips to Acosta to force at Lasko. And that'll do it. Scoreless sixth inning. We're bound for the seventh. Adam Jackson's coming right up with the call, with the Lugnuts and the Dragons tied 2-2.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Six innings complete, and we are still deadlocked 2-2. And guess who? Cade Morris is still out there trying to potentially get through 7. We will see. So far, he's got through 6, giving up just 5 hits and 2 runs. First pitch home. Bunted down the third base side. Morris backhands third base side, throws off the run, high over Bautista again, and around first Hunter is headed to second, and they get the ball in quickly. That's the second error we've seen tonight from Cade Morris on a bunt. First one was Jay Allen, the second in the first. And here again, another tip your cap bunt where you probably just hold on to that. But instead, it's two bases.
I think it's a tough conversation to have with a pitcher who's getting there. But you really do need to say, put it in your pocket. That's an important 90 feet.
Save it for later. Here's Carter Graham, first pitch. Slider, bottom of the zone, strike one. Dragons scored in the third and the fourth. Lugnuts scored in the first and the fifth. Game four of six. Dayton's won two of three so far. 0-1 pitch. Bouncing ball off the plate. Foul, third base side. So the Nuts really hoping that they can get this one tonight and even things out as we head towards the weekend. 7:05 start tomorrow and then 1:05 to wrap up this series. Before Lansing heads on the road, they will battle the Loons for one final time up in Midland beginning next Tuesday. There's a ball that got away from the Lugnuts pen down there as Wander Guante warms up. They got that taken care of in right field. No ball, two strike pitch. That's outside, skips away from Rodriguez. He dances around the batter's circle, and in that time, Hunter is to third on the wild pitch. So one batter just like that, a little bunt single plus an error. And Dayton has the lead run 90 feet away. Lansing brings the infield in. Simpson, Valenzuela, Schofield, Sam, Bautista Jr. from left to right in on the cut of the grass. The pitch home. So going to tap her back foul. So a true test here for Morris, who has been exceptional in his debut. Buds with Tyler Soderstrom, the man out of Turlock, California. Former number one prospect, Tyler Soderstrom, here a couple of years ago and now up with the big league club. 1-2 pitch. Bouncing ball foul right off the plate. So how about that? You and I, sorry, Jesse, hadn't even heard of Turlock, California before Tyler Soderstrom.
Well, baseball is putting it on the map for us.
One good hitter, one good pitcher. 1-2 pitch. Popped up center field. This will get the run home. Lasco is going back. He gets behind it, though, in front of the track. Makes the catch. Here comes the throw. Whips it in towards the plate. Rodriguez standing. It's cut off by Bautista. Sack fly from Carter Graham. 3-2, Dragons lead.
The frustrating thing is, Cade Hunter laid down a bunt, and from that bunt, able to score on a sack fly.
The epitome of small ball right there. Bunt, error, moved over on a wild pitch, and then hit the ball deep, take the lead. Here's Victor Acosta, first pitch. Grabs that outside corner, 95 on the gun, strike one.
How about this series, too? We saw a Lugnuts route, a Dragons route.
The pitch, it's a bouncing ball, hit through the right side, base hit. Gallops its way to Dickey. And Acosta in the bottom of the order continue to have success. Hunter has reached twice. Graham has reached once with a sack fly moments ago. Acosta, the nine-hole hitter, has now reached twice.
You see where I'm going with this is a very different game than the three games that preceded it in the series. And so every little mistake is then magnified.
Here comes Don Chulsey, the fourth-year pitching coach. Knowing how important this half inning is, Dayton getting the lead back. You know, we've had some lopsided games, then a tight game that was high scoring last night, and now a tight game that is low scoring tonight. It feels like Lansing is due because these two have been pretty even, but the Dragons don't care about that. They're trying to take a series lead and expand upon it. A chance to go up 3-1. Heading into the final two games of the season series with these two teams tomorrow and Sunday. These two opened the year against each other, just a mini-series, way back in April. Games 1, 2, and 3 down at Day Air Ballpark, where Dayton won 2 of 3. And then the first series in Lansing was at the end of April. And they played most recently in early June. Now the last series here in late July and into the first couple of days of August. 3-2 Dragons, top seven. One on, one out. The pitch. Dropped in down low. Ball one to Ethan O'Donnell. He has had a good night tonight. 2-for-3 RBI single and a stolen base. And then a triple in his last at bat. He was stranded at third, though. 1-0 pitch. Knocked out to right field. Hanging up for Dickey on a line. He makes the catch. Throws it quickly back to first. A couple of hops just late before Acosta glides back in. Two outs. So all things considered, three runs allowed, seven hits. Morris has a chance to go seven tonight. That would be pretty well done, but he's got to get through Jay Allen the second. Bunt single for Allen the second and the first, and then a ground out and a pop out. 90 pitches thrown by Morris. Here's 91. Popped up in the infield, right side. Schofield Sam, the second baseman, coming in. Bautista Jr. takes it from first, reaches above his head with two hands, and that'll do it. Morris's debut gets us through seven. We'll stretch it out. Bottom seven coming up. Dragons reclaim the lead. They're up 3-2. Okay, stretched out here as everybody just was up on their feet to the bottom of the seventh. Dayton leading 3-2. Bryce Hubbard back out there to face Will Simpson. Lefty-righty matchup, the pitch home. Too tall for the big fella, Will Simpson, ball one. RBI double in the first, reached on an error in the third, walked and scored a run in the fifth. 1-0 pitch. Simpson takes the high arcing breaking ball outside. Here's the home run leader for the Nuts. 13 bombs this year. He had one on Tuesday in the series opener. That would tie the score if he got another. 2-0. Down low. Right now, Hubbard doesn't want anything to do with him. Ankle guard on that front left foot for Simpson. He's got those white pants all the way down to his white shoe tops. White jerseys tonight for the Nuts. The black batting helmet, he's gone all white tonight. He's got the white right sleeve, white batting gloves, white shoes. The ankle guard and the elbow guard are black. If you're watching at home on MILB.TV, this guy has been a force this year for the Nuts. I don't think he's going to be in Lansing much longer. 3-0 pitch to Will Simpson. That's inside, ball four. So he will unstrap the black pads that he's got on and head down to first base. Leadoff man is on for the Nuts. And more importantly, the tying run is on. Second walk tonight for Simpson, which leads us right into our trivia question tonight. This is This is always how this works out, right? Lansing had not walked much at all in this series coming into tonight. The pitch home. That's in there. Bottom of the zone to Nate Nankill. Strike one. That's something that our intern Nate passed along. So we asked you how many walks had Lansing had in the first three games of this series. Well, tonight they've got five walks alone. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased that one out of the zone. No balls, two strikes. Ironic, Lansing has been one of the walk leaders in the league for a lot of this season. They had an even 400 walks coming in, but your answer was just two. They had walked just two times in three games. The pitch, that's down low, gets away. Simpson is headed to second. The throw down to second. The tag on the back. Oh, it is in time. Victor Acosta got in there. Simpson thought the ball was loose enough where he could get to second. And there goes the tying run sent back to the dugout. One away in the seventh. Great throw by Logan Tanner. 3-2 Dragons lead, bottom seven. So erase one of those five walks. The pitch home. Line drive right at the second baseman. Acosta down to a knee. He's got it. Two outs and a couple of pitches thanks to the second baseman. So there you go. Two walks for the Nuts. They have been able to get on a few more times tonight, but they still have only scored two runs on six hits. Run in the first, run in the fifth. Here's Jared Dickey. First pitch. Taking the breaking ball, bottom of the zone, strike one. Dickey has not walked, he has hit. Two singles, one with an RBI. Drove in that last run in the fifth. Lefty Hubbard throws. Breaking ball is down low. We are getting a picturesque sunset tonight as we see the scrapings across the sky start to form. White shapings in that light blue sky. Again, it's a humid night. The humidity here in Michigan State Capitol up around 75% because there's been rain today throughout the day. 1-1. Fastball, outer edge, strike two. But the rain has stayed away. The rain came down on and off yesterday. And it's turned out to be a great night for a big crowd here on this Friday evening, second day of August, 2024. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball lashed out to right center field. Base hit, Dickey. How about a three-hit night? Jared Dickey. He is really seeing it well these last couple of days. Three hits yesterday, three hits today. There's the bigger reason why that Simpson out is such a big one. That could have potentially scored it. Here's TJ Schofield, Sam. Pitch home. That's up high. One ball, no strikes. I don't know if we've seen this all year. Back-to-back left-handers in the lineup for the Nuts. They have been short on the lefties. They have had, it seems like, more switch hitters than lefties this year. 1-0 pitch. That shot back, foul. But you go from Jared Dickey, the lefty, to TJ Schofield, Sam, the lefty. And then you've got the switch hitter, Sahit Valenzuela, in the hole. So much fun in the bottom of the order. Lefty-lefty matchup. The 1-1. That's up high. That also is similar to Dayton. They don't have very many left-handed pitchers. Sikkema was the last lefty before Hubbard came to the mound tonight, and Sikkema pitched in the opener. Only have a couple of lefties, three in total on the roster. 2-1 pitch, lifted down the right field line, hanging, that is down, and it's fair towards the wall. Around second, here comes Dickey to third. He stops there in the second with a lofted lining double. Is TJ Schofield Sam. Here come the Nuts with two outs in the seventh.
That's the thing, Adam. They haven't just added lefties, they've added impact bats from the left side.
And now they will look for the righty to cap off the impactful seventh inning to see if they could potentially tie or re-grab the lead. From TJ to CJ. And CJ Rodriguez tonight 0-3. But before that, a slow trot from Vince Harrison Jr., the manager for the Dragons. And is this it? For Bryce Hubbard. Yes, it is. And there's the point. So Hubbard is done. It'll be a new man on the mound to face CJ Rodriguez. And a big spot in this game in the bottom of the seventh. Two outs. Runners at second and third. And a one-run game where Dayton is trying to hang on to the lead. Easton Sikorsky is the new man on the mound. So back to the righty.
The Western Michigan Bronco, whom Johnny Butler hit a walk-off homer against earlier this year.
You just hate to hear it. We'll see what Rodriguez can do. Tonight, he's flied out twice, grounded out once. Lights have been turned on moments ago. He's flashing on as they're in between the apartment complexes up there. The windows, long, narrow lights in between those outfield lofts. Colorful out there from left center to right center. Blue and green and lime across the outfield. So you got great colors on the facing of the outfield lofts. And then again, the sunset is getting more and more picturesque as the night continues. 9 o'clock on a Friday night, and the regular crowd here has shuffled in to Jackson Field. Last night on a Thirsty Thursday in Margaritaville, there was nearly 6,000, and it seems like there is even more here tonight. They're hoping that CJ Rodriguez can deliver. Second and third, two outs, nuts down 3-2. Righty-righty matchup. Sikorsky's first pitch. Bends it down low. Ball one. Rodriguez has averaged just up over 200. He's knocked in 13 this year. Dickey at third. The pitch. Bouncing ball foul third base side. 1-1. Schofield Sam is at second. Each with good speed. Zahid Valenzuela waits on deck. The pitch home. Checked it. Did he offer? No, says Jonathan Recker. 1-2. After the bases umpire, Shea Graham behind home plate. 90 feet away from this game potentially being tied. 2-1. Swing and a miss. That fell right out of the zone. Good pitch. So we are even. Two balls. Two strikes, two outs, two on, two runs have scored. Number 21 at the plate. The break even. Down low. Biggest pitch of the game right here, a 3-2 to CJ Rodriguez. Here it is. Bouncing ball over towards third, waiting on it. Collier has it, fires to first. Low stretch, tumbling down. It's caught by Graham, and that keeps Dayton in front. Well, it was a ball that Collier had to wait for it to get there, and then a long throw. But Graham snags, and the Lugnuts leave two stranded. We head to the eighth, 3-2, Dayton leads.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
A picturesque evening in Michigan State Capitol. Thanks for joining us from Lansing. Taking a look at home, great wide shot of Jackson Field. All of the fans that have tucked in here tonight hoping for a comeback for the Nuts. They trail 3-2. And finally, a new pitcher for Lansing. Cade Morris goes 7 innings in his debut. Here's Wander Guante's first pitch. Look out. Ball one. All right. 3 runs allowed by Morris. All 3 earned. Couple of walks. 3 strikeouts. The pitch. Bouncing ball foul, first base side. 91 pitches, 67 in the zone. A great effort for Morris in his Athletics debut. 1-1. That's way outside to the lefty, Hector Rodriguez. It's a bright red glove for Wander Guante to match his red cap. Pitch home. That's just a touch wide. 3-1.
So should we be calling him Rojo Guante?
That plays. Pitch home. That's down low. That's a walk. Well, 2 walks in that third inning, back-to-back from Morris. Other than that, that's just the third walk tonight. Guante, the 6'1", 180-pound, 24-year-old, righty, 4-seam fastball, 2-seam fastball, slider, and a changeup. Just back in Lansing recently. Pitch home. That's outside. 4 straight balls. This one starting off Cam Collier. This year he started in Lansing, then went up to Midland, and now is back with the Nuts. This is his third outing since returning. 1-0 pitch. That's inside. And the command issues going on right now. In Midland, did walk 14 batters in 32 and two-thirds innings. Struck out 29. 2-0. This is on the ground. Foul. Look out towards the camera well. Strike one. So back in the zone there after 6 straight misses. Imperative here that Guante comes in and keeps this a one-run game. It has been nip and tuck throughout. No team has led by more than a run tonight. 3-2 Dragons, top 8. The pitch. Dropped in there. Back-to-back strikes. Bottom of the zone. Good pitch. We're even 2-2.
May I note that the starter, Kate Morris, is down the far side of the dugout. Just took fake umbrage and rescued that last foul.
The pitch. Lashed up in the air. Third base side. Foul. Well, you know, he's got to be pretty happy with his performance, but, you know, he wants it to end in a win. For that to happen, his offense has got to get something going. 2-2 pitch. Swing of that's kicked back.
Do you know who he reminds me of? Is Jacob Wilson. In terms of a person who cannot sit still. Just has to be moving.
Two-two pitch. Swinging it's through the hole, right side, base hit. Rodriguez at second, stops there. The first two have reached here in the eighth. Collier, another multi-hit game. That would make it 4-for-4 in this series. Let's take you through Collier in this series, okay?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, Jesse. So we go back to Tuesday. Collier, walk, RBI double, single, run scored. All right, let's go to Wednesday. RBI single, walk, run scored, home run. Yeah, that's all right. Here comes Leo Balcazar, the pitch home. That's in there, fastball on the outside corner. Yesterday for Collier, double, RBI single, run scored. Homer, walk, run scored, single. Today, double, single, run scored. 0-1 pitch. Line drive back up the middle, base hit. Rodriguez around third is held there. A throw home is cut off from Lasco to Bautista Jr. The first three have reached against Guante. And here come this Dragon attack again late in this game, just as we saw last night.
Kemp Collier had been hitting 200 in the month of July before coming here to Lansing, Michigan to close out the month. And as the weather got hotter, his bat got white hot.
The pitch home. Down low, check swing. Tanner doesn't go around. Well, the continued problem for Lansing. Since they have become an A's affiliate, they have just really struggled to pitch the ball. And they're sitting at the bottom of the Midwest League in terms of team ERA. The pitch home. That's in there, strike one. It's not by a huge margin, but it's amazing what a big difference that can make for a team's confidence, because Dayton, after game one, they have swung it well. Tuesday, Wednesday, and now heating up tonight. 1-1. That's outside. So bases loaded, nobody out to welcome Wander Guante to the game. Can he find a way out of this to keep it a 3-2 Dayton lead? Or can Logan Tanner deliver? 2-1. Launched out to left field. This is trouble. Butler goes back. He looks up, and that ball is history. A grand slam to open this thing up. Home run number 7, and the Dragons have erupted in the 8th. It was a heartbreaking 5-run 11th last night. It may be a heartbreaking 4-run 7th, or check that, 8th here tonight. That does it in for the Nuts. 7-2 Dayton leads. Pitch home. Way inside, that skips away to Cade Hunter, ball one.
This is all about the Wander Guante fastball. His fastball is not getting swings and misses. So right there he tried to overthrow it. It's 95. He lost the location.
Pitch home. Swing and a miss.
That's better. That's pitching. Guante opened up the year against Dayton, and they homered twice against him in his Lugnuts debut. They've had his number.
1-1. Launched out to right center field. Falling base hit again. The first five have reached in this 8th inning. And all that hard work in 7 innings from Cade Morris has unfortunately just gone quickly out the window. And it even more lets you appreciate how well he pitched tonight. Don Chulzy now will make his walk out to the mounds. 7-2, Dragons in front in the 8th. A grand slam from Logan Tanner. And Dayton is on the cusp of taking a 3-1 lead in this series.
There's Morris's work, which should be lauded. And then there's what's gone wrong with Wander Guante. Tough start to the year, I mentioned it, against Dayton. Against the Dragons, 4 runs allowed on April the 7th. It took on the Dragons on April the 25th. He gave up 4 more runs. But beyond that, in each of his outings with the Lugnuts, he'd allowed only 1 run or 0 up until his last time out. And his last time out, we saw hard contact against West Michigan. That's continuing. So you've got the Dragons as his nemesis, but you also have Guante, who has at times looked highly effective this year and overpowering, and earned the promotion up to AA. Well, his season is going in the wrong direction.
Hoping he can figure it out. It's the final full month of the season, just underway. Here's Carter Graham. Pitch home. Down low and outside. right now. Guante just hoping for an out. It's gone. Walk, single, single, grand slam, single. 1-0 pitch. That's in there at the bottom of the zone.
Well, that wasn't overthrown. That's simply Guante rearing back and tossing in a slider. And that's where I think the philosophy has to change working with Rodriguez.
Pitch home. That's dropped in off speed again. Went right back to it. 1-2.
Yeah, see, if he turns things around, works backwards, use that slider, now he can go with a high fastball. Keep that fastball above the zone.
Play the righty to pull to the left side. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Three straight sliders gets it done right on cue. One down in this eighth inning.
Adam, that was wicked. Forget the elevated fastball when you can bury the slider.
And now can he do it again? Victor Acosta tonight. 2-for-3 reaching. Got a walk, a single, and he hit the ball hard to left field on a line drive out. The pitch, that's outside or inside. The ball, no strike. 7-2, Dragons lead. They have taken the air right out of this game. And still enjoying it, but it's all Dayton now. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. We started talking about playoffs last week with this Lansing team. It has been since 2018, since the Nuts have gone to the playoffs. It's just been too long. 1-1 pitch. That's down low. Of course, that was back when the Lugnuts were on the back end of the Blue Jays affiliation. 2019 was the last season, no season in 2020, and then the A's came around in 2021, and the Lugnuts have not been able to make the playoffs. 2-1 pitch. This is launched up in the air, third base side. Out goes Valenzuela. In comes the left fielder, Butler. Butler makes the catch, and there are two outs. There was an opportunity last week against West Michigan. These are the two teams, Lugnuts and Whitecaps, sitting behind Dayton. Lansing is up 2-0. They're up 2 runs going into the ninth. They blow that game, give up 3, they lose. They come right back, though, and they win on Friday, and they're up 3-1, have a chance to win the series, get crushed on Saturday and Sunday. So missed opportunity there. Here's Ethan O'Donnell with 2 outs. The pitch, that's low and inside. Ball 1, he's the 8th batter to come to the plate in this 8th inning, 7-2 Dragons. And then in this series, here comes first place Dayton. You crush them on Tuesday, 10-2. Get within a few games. 1-0 pitch. Launched up to center field. Lasko tracking to his right. Gets underneath of it. Two hands up, makes the catch. And that'll do it. Since that series opening win, Dayton has won Wednesday. They had an 11-inning victory yesterday. And they've got a grand slam in this eighth inning to go up 7-2, trying to win their third straight. Nuts offense got to get going when we return for the bottom of the eighth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Lansing now trails 7-2 after giving up the grand slam in the top of the frame to Logan Tanner. So now it's got to get to work here. Saheed Valenzuela against Easton Sikorsky, rather. The pitch home. Slides in there. Strike one. Sikorsky came in to get the final out with two on in the seventh, where Lansing had an opportunity to take the lead or at least tie the score. And now it is Dragons by five. The pitch. Last foul, third base side. Passing traffic coming down Cedar Street that runs just to the left of the stadium. Southbound, and Larch runs northbound to the right of the stadium, right through the heart of Lansing. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Valenzuela went down, chased it, caught there by Tanner. Strikeout number one for Sikorsky. All right, so here comes Johnny Butler. 7-2 Dragons. Back to the top of the card. Butler tonight is hitless, but does have a walk. Two great defensive plays have kept him off the bases. Pitch home. Down low, ball one. It was a diving catch by Allen the second, way back in the first inning. And a great play from Carter Graham at first base. Pitch. That shot foul. That heading over towards Cedar Street. And it is turned into an absolute beautiful night. Great sunset, calm evening. Not many times in Michigan State Capitol you get a little wind, but the flag is dormant out there in right field for the fans. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. American flag hugging the pole. This was after a pretty calm week in West Michigan last week. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Butler chased that down low. Good stuff here from Sikorsky. Two outs in the eighth. Yeah, there's the American flag. Standing tall out there in right field. Our number one, Big Lug, down there if you're watching with us at home. Our favorite mascot. His birthday is coming up soon. Pitch home. Ryan Lasko takes it low and outside. Ball one. Lasko had an unforgettable swing last night. Towering shot to dead center over the batter's eye. Crushed it to tie the game in the eighth. 7-7. It was a three-run shot. The pitch. This is lifted out to shallow right field. Here comes Hunter in on the run. Makes the catch. And that'll do it. So, all of a sudden, we head to the ninth, and it is all Dayton up 7-2. Lansing needs a big rally. They'll have to pitch it and play defense first. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tells you about it when we return.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun. But know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Two, three, and four batters in the Dayton order coming up against Wander Guante. Big Lug on hand. Birthday wishes for Big Lug were being shared earlier today, as well as for Lansing Lugnuts manager Craig Conklin. Second day and the eighth month of the year. Fifth month of the baseball season. Wander Guante takes on Jay Allen II, followed by Hector Rodriguez and Cam Collier here in the ninth. 7-2 Dayton. The pitch, Jay Allen the second, takes a called strike one. He's 1-for-4 today. Righty deals to righty. Bouncing in and then deflecting off the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Today we had the heavy rain earlier here, but we're playing ball. Unplayable field, meanwhile, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They called it off. The deal. Fastball inside, and it caught him. And he's awarded first base. HBP for Guante. And now Hector Rodriguez, the DH. Rodriguez is 0-for-3. Walked. Scored one of the runs on the grand slam hit by Logan Tanner. Guante deals. A chopper pushed to the second baseman, Schofield Sam. Shovel it to second one. Turn it to first. Double play. 4-6-3. Schofield Sam to Valenzuela to Danny Batista Jr. And wipe out that HBP. Two outs with nobody on for Cam Collier. So West Michigan and Fort Wayne postponed doubleheader will be played tomorrow. All the other teams in the Midwest League were in action. Guante throws. Collier swings and misses the off-speed. Swung himself into a tizzy. Strike one.
What is this, the dizzy bat race?
Yeah. Which, I don't know if you know this, but people cheat at that all the time. 7-2, Dayton. The pitch. Down and away.
It's ridiculous how much they cheat in that.
Got to keep the bat down.
Head down on the bat and spin as fast as you can. Not this roundabout slow spin.
Collier takes the ball outside. I did it once, and I did it right. And when I was done spinning, I ran right into the crowd.
Yeah.
Kim Collier swings and taps it foul off the end of the barrel. Over to the on-deck hitter, Leo Balcazar. One ball, two strikes.
That's got to be the most common half-inning game, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's notoriously the best game.
Racing mascots is starting to pick up. Down and away. Two balls and two strikes on Collier.
What's the guy that gets the lead in the outfield and they race across the track?
Beat the Freeze.
The Freeze, yeah. That one's fun.
I feel like the Freeze is not as cold as he used to be. Cam Collier sprays it foul up the right side, stays alive. Back when the Freeze started, you didn't beat the Freeze. 7-2 Dayton, two outs with the bases clear. Guante steps back, lift up the leg, and here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three, bounces up the third base side. Rodriguez picks it up. Here's the throw to first. Collier's just jogging up the line. At a 2-3 on the end of the strikeout, and let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts are down by 5. Dayton 3 outs away from a 7-2 win.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design. Hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's time for the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Lugnuts are down 7-2 to Dayton. What is ahead of us? Well, we know that Matthew Fireworks will follow this game. But Easton Sikorsky, the Western Michigan Bronco, has three more outs to go for. Danny Batista Jr., Will Simpson, Nate Nankill in his way. 3-4-5. Righty to righty. Danny Batista Jr. takes a called strike one. Sikorsky came out of the bullpen to record the final out in the seventh. Let's it fly. Down and away. Yeah, Jared Dickey at third. And TJ Schofield Sam at second. And Dayton was only up by a run, 3-2. And he stranded them. His pitch. Leaping catch at first by Carter Graham. One away. Punched off the fists, and Graham, the Stanford Cardinal, rising higher than the Stanford tree to make that catch. He is 6'2", 228 pounds, and athletic, sir.
They do it different in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Here's Will Simpson. Will takes a cold strike on the outside corner. How do they do it in the Big Ten?
The Big 18?
Yeah. The Washington Husky. One out, nobody on. Right-hander to right-hander. High fly. Left center field. Back goes O'Donnell. Out at the wall. Makes the catch in front of the Dean Trailways billboard. And there's two gone. Well, a Will Simpson flight usually comes with a snack and maybe a courtesy drink.
As long as it's the Biscoff cookies, man.
That's your preference?
Those are the best.
Oh. Here's Nate Nankill. Two outs, nobody on. Dayton, one out away. Nankill fouls it off at home. Strike one. Did you see the new Big Ten animated map today? And if you did see it, what were your thoughts?
Comfort. It's like comfort food. It's like, what are they going to do? There's 14 teams, and they got to expand on the map. It's beautiful.
7-2 Dragons. Sikorsky throws. That's low. One ball, one strike to Nankill.
It was like watching a 30-minute TV show with the last one, and now watching a short film, though, with this new one.
It's the Game of Thrones opening. The 1-1. Nankill lays off. It's down low. It's ball two. We start up in Washington, then we go to Oregon. I did see the duck poke its head up. And then across over the Rocky Mountains. Oh, well, first we've got to come down UCLA, USC, then over the Rockies, and then there's Nebraska. And onward. Here's the pitch. Low for ball three. Nankill has walked and singled in four plate appearances. Trying to keep this game moving. Jared Dickey on deck is 3-4. Two outs in the ninth, base is clear. Easton Sikorsky's pitch, a bouncer foul off his foot.
I was kind of hoping they'd kick Ohio State out. They didn't.
Next time. Let's say they kicked Ohio State out. Who would be your villain?
I feel like Alabama would be a good one.
Oh, you want Alabama to replace Ohio State in the Big Ten?
Sure.
Payoff. Check swing. Down and away. On appeal. Did not go. And Nankill draws the second walk of the game. First two walks as a member of the Lugnuts. It's his fourth game with the Lugnuts. And I have to say, so far, so good.
He's been awesome. I mean, the new additions across the board, pitching, hitting, they are adding talent to this team.
How about Jared Dickey? Feet spread wide apart. Left-handed batter takes a ball inside. Fastball from Sikorsky, 93 miles an hour. Need a couple more base runners. Start to think about that tying run. 7-2 Dayton, bottom of the ninth. Two outs. Righty to lefty. Up and away for ball two. The story of this game. It was 2-2 going to the top of the seventh inning. There, a sack fly by Carter Graham gave Dayton the lead, but then they added insurance one inning later. Logan Tanner grand slam off Wander Guante for comfort. The pitch, smacked up the middle off the mound, in a right center base hit. Four-hit game for Dickey. Mankill up to second. The throw comes in from Allen to short. And Jared Dickey is 8 for his first 14 with the Lugnuts. He went 3 hits yesterday. He's got 4 hits today.
How about it? 5 hits coming tomorrow. Can't wait.
What do you think then? Do you give him a day off on Sunday or do you challenge him?
Nah, let's go for 6.
Okay.
Let's just keep building.
That's the franchise record. But we could get there.
You want some coach speak from me?
Take it one day at a time?
Stack days, Jesse. Stack days.
Here's DJ Schofield Sam after the mound meeting. I heard a great quote today from a football coach. He was asked about which players were flashing in camp. And he said, flashing is bad. Flashing means that every now and then you look great, but the rest of the time you don't. He said, I want to see consistency.
This was definitely a Commanders podcast.
That's exactly right. Schofield Sam doubled his last time up. And he takes strike one called on the outside corner. Jared Dickey consistently hitting. Now, in a different context, that would be making the Philadelphia Eagles wins.
Ah.
2 on, 2 out, 7-2 Dayton. Schofield Sam takes the ball, skipping in. Wheels are starting to rattle a bit for Easton Sikorsky. Still needs that 27th out. Schofield Sam is 1 for 3 with a double and an HBP. Set. Here's the pitch. A chopper pushed to the second baseman, Acosta grabs over to first. This ball game is over. And the Dayton Dragons have won a third consecutive game in this series. Carter Graham looks for a fan to throw it to, wings it out there, and a fan reaches down, nabs it with a glove, and now the Dragons celebrate. The Dayton Dragons have improved their record to 21-13 while dropping the Lugnuts 6 games back of first place in the Midwest League East Division. Now we head into the weekend where the Lugnuts need to win both games in order to clinch the series split. One run in the 7th and then the grand slam by Tanner in the 8th inning, 7-2 Dayton. The losing pitcher, unfortunately, in his Lugnuts debut is Kate Morris. Despite him going deeper than any Lugnuts pitcher had all year, 7 innings for the debuting right-hander out of Nevada. He suffers his first loss. Bryce Hubbard picks up the win, his 2nd, in relief of Jose Franco, the Dayton starter. And Easton Sikorsky earns his first save of the win of the season with 2 1/3 scoreless innings. Time of the game, 2 hours and 30 minutes, in front of a crowd of 7,569 strong. Here from some Matthew fireworks that are going to start momentarily. Well, Adam, the first story of the game is Cade Morris, and then the story shifted when he departed to Dayton, making things a lot more cozy.
And I would argue the biggest number in this game, Jesse, is 14. 14 runners left on base for the Nuts. This game was hanging in the balance until the 8th inning, right? Until that knockout grand slam punch. Time after time, Lansing had opportunities, and they just could not get that clutch swing. And because of that, it was the same type of thing last night, right? 9th inning, Lansing has a chance to walk it off. 10th inning, Lansing has a chance to walk it off. They don't get anything done, and then they give up 5 runs in the 11th. Dayton bent but did not break for a 2nd straight night. And then their big bat came out in that 8th inning from Logan Tanner, and that ended the ball game. So it's an incredible performance, like you said, from Cade Morris, but extremely frustrating because it's a 2nd straight night where the Nuts had a chance to win a close game, and Dayton put them away in a big way late.
The Lugnuts left runners. 2 runners in the 1st, 2 runners in the 2nd, 2 runners in the 3rd. The bases loaded in the 5th. Left a runner on in the 6th inning. Left runners at 2nd and 3rd in the 7th, and then in the 9th inning to typify it all. Left runners at 1st and 2nd as the ball game came to an end, as Adam mentioned. 2 for 9 with runners in scoring position, those 14 left stranded. That is the high water mark this year. Most runners left stranded by the Lugnuts in a 9-inning game. Dayton only left 6 runners on, went 4 for 12 with runners in scoring position. 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. The Lugnuts, 2 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors. Tomorrow night, Lafayette Fireworks on a Fiesta Locos. Tomorrow night, we are going to have a Sugar Skull bobblehead giveaway presented by Farm Bureau Insurance. 1,000 bobbleheads will be given away. If you're lucky, you'll have one of the 50 that have the golden glove for our Sugar Skull. So the Sugar Skull bobblehead giveaway tomorrow. Come early. Gates open at 6 p.m. I believe 7.05 p.m. First pitch, Will Johnston the ball against Mason Pellio. Then on Sunday, Capital City Market Kids Day, Luis Morales against Gabriel Aguilera for the Dragons. That'll be the final meeting of 21 for the season series between the Lugnuts and the Dragons this year. And keep in mind, Dayton is the team that everybody is chasing. They're in pole position. Should the season end today, they get the Midwest League East Division playoff berth.
Yeah, and it's going to take in those two games, Jesse, to beat the first-place team. You got to play well in all facets. It's nothing crazy that we're saying here, but Lansing is just, they cannot just do one or two things well against the first-place team. They got to do it all. They got to pitch it, play good defense, and they have to come up with clutch hits and keep the pressure on this Dayton pitching staff, which they did tonight. They kept the pressure on. They got guys on base, but they just could not get the runners home, 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position, leaving 14 on. So I think that's your focus tomorrow. Try and find a way to finish the job when you get guys on and see if you can salvage this series with a split win in the last two games.
He's Adam Jackson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Big thanks, as always, to knowledgeable Nate Miller, the whole Miller family here joining us out of the Steel City. They're going to enjoy some more baseball tomorrow. So will we, and we hope that you join us right here at Jackson Field. For right now, though, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. One final time, Dayton 7, the Lugnuts 2. Good night from Jackson Field, and go Nuts!